If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number four, hour four of our radio program, and we go back to an old friend, Panic at the Disco in Foxborough. As the old commercial goes, you make the call. Are the Patriots royally screwed on offense because of a few bad practices? And what gives us reason to dismiss the Patriot panic, at least at this point? And when will it be fair game to sound the alarm bells for the Patriots that they have become patsies? We'll talk about that as well right now in hour number four. Here it is. Falling down, 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 down. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere at the same time as we play a game of chicken. Bok, bok, chicken. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and boldly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the bull, as in the running of the bullcrap, all night into this hour. From the Fox Sports Radio studios, as we are hanging out here inside whatever device you are listening to. We'll get back to the Deshaun Watson story. It's been a big topic of conversation here throughout the overnight. The latest revelations coming from the NFL's owner's powwow in Minnesota, as Roger Goodell going on the record there. First public comments in some time, and Goodell pulling no punches. Pulling no punches in the court of public opinion. Roger Goodell saying the evidence calls for at least a full year suspension of the creepy Browns quarterback, multiple violations, egregious and predatory behavior. But our lead this hour coming from New England. We need to retrace our steps on the reported unraveling of the Pats. Now, in a recent episode of the show, we discussed the reports trickling out of Foxborough, doom meets gloom. And they got together and they had a baby, and that's Patriots practice. Now, if you have not been following, maybe you weren't listening the other day and you missed it. The Patriot offense has reportedly been distressingly bad, looks broken under Matt Patricia. There was a report from Yahoo that described Mac Jones as under duress regularly and went on to say miscommunication between the quarterback and the pass catchers has become routine. But wait, there's more. Now Mac Jones, the Mac Daddy, has gone on the record. He had an admission. He went into the confessional, Mac Jones, and admitted that there are some issues, shall we say. There is trouble in paradise, said, quote, "I'm going to figure it out," Jones said. I always have. I always will. The former Alabama quarterback saying at the end of the day, you're going to have your ups and downs with anything new. He pointed out, referring to the new offensive coordinator, some of the new plays the Patriots are running, new style of offense. Anyway, he went on and hemmed and hawed and all that and said everything will be all right. And wait, there's even more than that. Bill Belichick is being put on blast by several pundits for what's going on with the Patriots. And so let's discuss the question. As the old commercial goes, you make the call. Are the Patriots royally screwed as an offensive team? So I'm rolling my eyes at this. I am. I see all these stories, and some of our friends listen on the Sports Hub in Boston send me these things, and I'm like, ah, come on. So I've got Captain Click, McNuggets, and Airness. And we will combine all of these random things together, and we are going to make the Baba Ganoush. That's what we're going to make, the Baba Ganoush. Now, to kick off here, if you look at the calendar on your phone, I assume you have a smartphone, maybe not. But if you do have one, just click over on that calendar there. And, it says, look right there, it says Wednesday. And then it says today's the 10th of August. It's August. We're not even in the middle part of the month yet. We're still another week away or so from that, give or take, as we're still relatively early in the month. And so that makes the reported demise of the New England offense a premature take. It's like putting a cake in the oven and then taking it out before the cake has fully been made. Can't do it. Now, we are reluctant to get our shovel out and bury the Patriots because of a couple of lukewarm practices and whatnot. Now, maybe we're crazy and we're completely wrong and we'll be proven to be idiots. But I continue to be Benny Brightside on this one. If you want to go Dennis Green and crown them, then crown their asses as wretched bums. But they are who we thought they were. You can go down that road. Feel free. So it's a work in progress, right? What you have here is an absolute gold mine if you're a beat reporter for the Patriots. Because you've got a team learning a new offense. You have a unpopular, rotund, de facto offensive coordinator, Matt Patricia. And so you've got different coordinator, new offensive scheme. That is the foundation for the captain. Captain Click, as in clickbait. Clickety click click. So let's do a test. All right. I'm going to give you a couple of examples, a blind taste test, if you will. And we'll ask the question, do people click on the warm and fuzzy headline or the fearful, scary headline? You might know the answer already, but let's just play along here. So example A, here's the headline. Mac Jones has the Pats offense clicking on all cylinders. Example B, Patriot offense looks like Pop Warner. Mac Jones is drowning on the field. Which one are you going to click? Yeah, of course. What gets a reaction? What gets more? The most important word now in the social media age of what we do here, engagement. Sensationalism has always sold. And in the sports world, it's the team is terrible and the coach sucks. And part of Bill Belichick has to love the negative coverage because it's the opposite of rat poison. It goes the other direction. It's low expectations. Whatever the Patriots do, they're not supposed to score a touchdown. You read these stories on the Patriot offense, you'd think they'd never score a touchdown with all these things coming out of their training camp. So you have the blessing of low expectation. All right, furthermore. So now I don't want you to get me wrong. And I love a good sky is falling fable. The house is on fire. The house is on fire. It's an inferno. Now that said, I got to get some confirmation. Having some wobbly practices, even a week or two of wobbly practices, does not rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. And what gives us reason to dismiss the Patriot panic button, which has been pressed at this point? So it's McNuggets. What? Let me explain. So when I was a kid, I loved chicken nuggets from McDonald's. Loved them. Right? And if you saw how they made the nuggets, like midway through the process or even early in the process, you would become a vegan. You would never visit the Golden Arches again. That's a fact. But you let other people figure it out at Mickey D's, and they're delicious. And you have the dipping sauce and all that. The training camp, it's a laboratory. It would be like, the way I would relate to it also is if, like, you were to come into my studio as I'm preparing for the show, and I have nothing that I'm really that interested in talking about, and I've got to fill 4 hours of radio airwaves, and so you say, well, this show's going to suck. But by the time the show happens, by the time the light goes on, and this is a great example yesterday, I was busy. My car's in the shop. I had to take my wife to her job. Got stuck in rush hour traffic. I was going to do the show from the home studio. I got a phone call from the boss saying that the internet's going to go down. There's problems at work. You got to come in. By the way, the internet hasn't gone down. There's been no problems at work. Everything's fine. But I hustled back. I was scrambling to throw some things together and all that. But if you had asked me hours before the show what we were going to do, I'd be like, we got nothing. Dead air. I'd go to my bag of tricks. The sign of a lazy talk show host is open phones. No monologue, no thoughts. Just call up. A lot of lazy talk shows do that on Friday. It's like, all right, open phones. We'll take just nothing but calls. Now, we take calls on this show, but it's not all we do. But anyway, get back to the point. So training camp is a laboratory. Trial and error. And, I'm just a guy who hosts an overnight radio show. But I do realize appearances are often deceptive this time of the year. Good and bad. Good and bad. Don't be hornswoggled and hoodwinked and led astray by the viral video clip of the 50-yard touchdown pass. And also don't be swayed by the pass that bounces off the receiver's head. It does cut both ways. Teams that are clicking and those that are wicked bad in practice. And I have followed the belief, and this has been pretty true in my life, that nothing is as good as it appears and nothing is as bad as it seems. That it's somewhere in the middle. That's the reality. Now, the parting shot. When will it be fair game? When will it be hunting season and we can sound the alarm bells on the Patriots? I'm glad you asked. So looking into my crystal ball, which I bought at a pawn shop, we have 39 shopping days left. And then you must man your battle stations. September 18th. Now, that is not week one. Week one is September 11th. It's week two of the NFL season. The Patriots, I'll tell you why. They have what's known, it's like a restaurant. They have a soft launch. The Patriots have a soft launch. New England opens up with the Dolphins in Miami, Miami, Miami. You've got Mike McDaniel, a new coach, and then they go to play the Steelers in Pittsburgh. So if you are 0-2 by the nighttime on September 18th, and you've lost games to Tua Tagovailoa and Mitch Trubisky, then you might want to call a doctor. You need medical attention immediately. And I don't care if you're on the road or not. And so that's the point. 39 days from today, September 18th, you should have visions at that point of sugar plums dancing in your head. Be 2-0. After that, it gets harder. You got Lamar Jackson, who we assume will be healthy at that point, week number three, and the Ravens playing the Patriots. And then also they have a date at Lambeau against Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay. So we will keep an eye on this quagmire. And if the Patriots do a nosedive, then you can call up and say, I told you so, Maller. Why would you be Benny Brightside? What's wrong with you? You got to be Benny Buzzkill. But here's what I expect from the Patriots. I expect them to be average. I don't expect them to be great. I don't expect them to be terrible. I think they'll be somewhere in the middle, which is where you don't want to be. You either want to be great or terrible. I expect average. Let's channel his airness. Famous quote, right? Michael Jordan, remember this a couple years back? I wish you guys nothing but the best, he famously said at an event in North Carolina. The ceiling is the roof. Let's make it happen. And that's the Patriots. The ceiling is the roof. For the Patriots, anywhere from 8-9 to 10-7, you know, 10-7 or somewhere in that 7-10 range where they're within a couple of games of 500. That's where I expect the Patriots to be. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, give us a call right now, 877-99 on Fox. We'll take some more of these calls. Also, we will be debuting a new Maller-themed tune. No one else has this. Everyone else wants this content. Nobody else has this content. It's a global exclusive. Every other network wishes they had this content. They don't have this content. Only our show. Colin Cowherd on our own network wishes he had this content. Yeah. We have that and Broadcasting in the Raw. Broadcasting in the Raw. It's not what you think. We'll get to that and we will do it next.
Ben, I love you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn.
Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. That's zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
We need your help to multiply the Maller Militia. Support our humble ploy to take over the nocturnal audio world one listener at a time. Spread the gospel by tagging and posting about the Ben Maller Show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all social media. You can help get the message out to others to join the brotherhood of the Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
We've got a new tune. We'll play it coming up for you in a few minutes from Mr. PC. Looking forward to that. Broadcasting in the raw. We began this hour with a little hot Patriot talk. 4K writes in. He says, I would agree, Ben, with your fast food take from earlier in the show. So I'm getting complimented, I should say, for any of my other takes, but the fast food take, he says, especially with the damn fries, by the time you get home, you just wasted your money. Exactly. And fast food isn't cheap anymore. It used to be cheap, but it's not cheap anymore. It keeps going up, 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 and away. So you got to eat that stuff right away. Eli writes in, he says, he was on the air earlier, he says, you said you want to bet, let's bet. He says, if Deshaun Watson plays this season, I want to replace Poppy as the sports betting guru for a week. If you win, I'll sing Madonna Like a Virgin on air. Done. We haven't heard from Poppy. What happened to Poppy? Pigging with Poppy. It was all August long. The guy couldn't even make it to week two. Poppy. What's up with that? It's a bad job. It's a bad job by him. Anyway, let's go to the phones. I did see Trucker Joe made an appearance on my timeline. If you're a fan of the show, you know Trucker Joe was a great show contributor. And it appears he has taken the path of Chris in Houston and sold out. That he took a day shift and he's left us behind. So no more. Trucker Joe. Alf, the alien opiner. I'm happy for you, Joe, though. I hope you're making lots of money and you're doing well. Alf, the alien opiner, says, I hate to correct you, but lazy talk show hosts don't even show up on Fridays and Monday. Well, there is that. Who else do we have? Page down. Supermarket Steve says, I believe the North Carolina Tar Heels won the championship the year. Jordan said the ceiling is the roof, so I believe the Patriots would be excited if the prediction came through twice. Dylan writes, and he says, 10 out of 10 on the Maller monologue, no particular reason. I just usually listen on the podcast and wanted to give a rating since we're listening on the live air. Let's go to the phones. Blake is in Arkansas. What's going on, Blake? Welcome.
How are you, Ben?
Blake, if I was any better, I would be you, but no, I wouldn't, because you're rolling in the dough over there in Arkansas. How's that business going for you, Blake? You doing well there?
I don't have any complaints. I've got a quick Deshaun question, but first, I don't understand what Belichick's doing. I want to hammer the under on the Patriots and the Browns, for that matter, at 8.5 wins. the only thing that keeps me from doing that is I give Belichick respect. Saban says you can't win with defense anymore, yet Belichick has basically hired Cliff Kingsbury to be the offense or the defensive coordinator. It's the same thing, right? He's hired a defense coach to run the offense. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but they're coaches, though, right?
Everyone gets
plugged into a box. Like, you're only an offensive coach or you're only a defensive coach. Remember Brian Billick was he was the offensive coordinator for the Vikings long ago, and then he became the Ravens coach. And in Baltimore, they had all these great defenses, but he was an offensive coach, and they had terrible offenses.
Well, anyway, I was just trying to stay on topic, but my question was, looking back, is this going to be the single worst move of any franchise ever? I mean, over Babe Ruth trade, over passing on Michael Jordan, all of it. And my two-part, if Deshaun Watson gets a year and the Players Association says, okay, we're going to court, can Deshaun say, no. Hey, guys, I'm good. It only cost me $45,000 a game as opposed to next year is, what, $3 million a game?
Yeah. To answer your question, you know the answer. You're a smart guy, Blake. I mean, yeah, Watson could say no, but the union's going to be like, no, we have to do this. This is what we have to do because we have to worry about players that aren't even born yet. When they get into trouble with massage therapists, we have to appeal this, and we have to go to court.
Now, your thoughts are the Players Association will, Buck?
Well, it's a year. I mean, the way I understand it, they want indefinite, which is it could be a year. It could be longer than that. And the NFL is really worried about what happens between now and next March because the statute of limitations, assuming Watson kept his hands to himself and his junk to himself, runs out in March. And so they have to get through March. That's what they're worried about. They're just worried about something else coming out. Like, let's say the Browns, Watson played and he gets off to a 4-0 start or something like that after the suspension. He wins his first four games, and then something comes out. And then what do? You've already punished him. That's it. So,
oh, no, I think they're giving him a year. I think they're worried about what the Players Association is going to do.
I don't think they're worried. I think they think they've got enough people with great resumes that they've hired a former federal judge. Now they've got a former big shot in New Jersey politics who's a lawyer now. So I think they figure they've got everything covered here because – somebody ultimately is going to be in court. It's going to be a judge that decides, and they're going to say, well, this is another judge, and this is another big shot person. I respect their resume, so the ruling stands. That's where I'm going with, Blake. Have you gotten any cool stuff at that store lately, Blake? Any interesting things?
Oh, yeah, man. I get cool stuff all the time. It is wild. Yeah.
I know I've talked about it on the podcast. Am I allowed to say on the radio? Or
oh, no? Yeah. No,
so Blake has one of the more interesting jobs. He owns a big warehouse in Arkansas, and what you do, Blake, is you buy crap that we return to Amazon, and you then sell it, right? You buy truckloads of this stuff.
Or lost in the mail, or it could be anything, from the Holy Bible to a pipe for Coop to smoke out of.
Coop put his head up. He got his attention. He woke up there.
Yeah.
He was taking a nap.
Yeah,
he woke up. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Blake, it's great to hear from you. Hope all's
all
well.
Right, man.
So take care, man. Be good.
All right.
The great Blake in Arkansas. That is an interesting job because he sells his stuff for cheap, but sometimes he gets stuff that's worth a lot of money. You never know. It's the ultimate grab bag. You don't know what you're going to get. Let's go to, speaking of you don't know what you're going to get, Jed who fled. Hello, Jed, in the great state of Florida.
Joseph Goodell, Roger Stalin, dude, he just has carte blanche on how he can just run the Gestapo. If you're not a member of the Communist Party, card carrying member of the party, you can go to the woman, or whatever name, she's a woman, I don't know her name. She gives her opinion, and Goodell's a minority that we went to,
Jed, could you get a worse phone if you tried? Could you possibly get a worse phone?
Dude, maybe we should call it the iPhone, dude. I don't know.
All right. I want to put you on, but we got to understand you, Jed. All we have is audio. We got no pictures. There's nothing. That's it. All we have is audio. We are at the mercy of audio. That's it. Jeez.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
In golf, a federal judge has denied a temporary restraining order to 3 golfers who were seeking to participate in the FedEx Cup playoffs after leaving the PGA Tour for the LIV Golf Invitational Series. Taylor Gooch, Matt Jones, and Hudson Swafford were the players that were suing.
They denied Gooch.
The Gooch has been denied.
Okay.
They were looking to play in the FedEx championships there, but The judge says, no, cannot do it.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen. So what are the Dodgers on pace for? I'm bad at the math here. They have a 690.
You don't want to ask me about math.
They have a 697 winning percentage. So does that mean they're on pace to win 113 games? Is that right? I don't know.
Give or take a few?
I did take math class at the
I took the classes too. I did well in them.
That's why we got into radio.
They made me take them.
Yeah. I'm going to go 113 wins for the Dodgers. They're on pace for it. So, anyway. All right, it's Ben Maller Show. Broadcasting in the raw. That would be Keith Hernandez. Did you see what Hernandez said on the Mets broadcast? This is great.
I did see this.
This is outstanding. So he has asked the broadcast home of the Mets, SNY, to not schedule him to work games where the Metropolitans play the Phillies. Why? He claimed that he does not enjoy watching the Phillies play baseball. He said, as far as fundamentally and defensively, the Phillies have always been just not up to it, Hernandez said. So he has requested to not be assigned to those. Isn't that great?
Keith Hernandez. I mean, it's funny, but
the Phillies.
Are you going to tell our bosses here, you know what, I don't want to work on certain days because these people call into the show.
No, it'd be I don't want to work the month of June because there's nothing good in the month of June in sports
it's
radio.
It's a baseball broadcast. Suck it up, Keith.
How hard is it? But Hernandez doesn't do all the games, right? He picks days he doesn't work, and so if you have days off, why not? What the hell? Yes, Coop? No?
I was just thinking a more likely scenario would be you saying that you don't want to work days that Fenley is working.
Oh. Numbnuts. Yeah. And
stop.
Listen, you know.
Just the kind of updates that he does. Not into
it. They just don't end. They just don't end, and it's a tight ship we have here. Did they hire somebody new? I heard they hired somebody. Do we know?
I've been told they have. I don't know who it is.
We don't know who it is. It's a great mystery. Okay. When will we find out? Well, next time Eddie takes a day off, we'll find out. That's usually
When is that happening, Eddie?
I don't know. I got a comp day the other day for working on that Saturday.
Football season's coming up, Eddie.
Yeah.
You might want to swallow that off day there. You know, just say it.
I'm going to be gone in a couple weeks.
Maybe Finley can fill in for Coop.
No, I think we're good on that. we're all right.
Imagine
there.
Him answering the phones.
Talk UC.
Hey,
it's Brian. You want to talk UCLA or tennis? You know, yeah. we have this song. Let's play this song. We got a song. This is exciting. We got a tune here. This is from Mr. PC. I have not heard this. We're going to hear this together. He is from Flint, Michigan. He's a very talented musician, and he has sent many of the songs in. He and Jay Scoop, Ohio Al, our buddy in Richmond, and a few others have sent songs in. But this is Mr. PC, his latest Maller theme song, I am told, from Flint, Michigan. Here we go.
Oh, Brittany, you're so fine, but looks like you done did a crime. Hey, Brittany. Hey, Brittany. Oh, Brittany, you're so fine, but looks like you gonna do some time. Hey, Brittany. Oh, Brittany, what a pity, you must understand.
You cannot carry hash oil when you go to Leningrad.
Oh, Brittany, why'd you bring that cannabis with you?
Did you think that this was Canada? Well, you can't bring that stuff in there now either, can you?
Well, like Weed Man Hippie said,
you're playing basketball in the WNBA. You say that you're oppressed in the good old USA. This simply is not fair that now you're locked up in a tower. If LeBron did the same thing, he'd be out in half an hour. I hope the Ruskies treat you with respect and courtesy, cause you deserve the best as a pseudo-celebrity. I'm sure that you see this as a totally negative thing, but your newfound popularity will surely bring in some bling.
Bling, bling, just be patient, girlfriend.
Oh, Brittany, sorry you were treated so unfair, as you lived here in the States as a multimillionaire.
Oh, Brittany, I'm so sorry, who are you gonna call?
Your husband? Your wife? Your agent? Ghostbusters?
No, you better call Saul!
All right, there.
Call Ben Maller at 877-99 on Fox.
Thank you, Mr. PC. All right, well, there you go. I'm sure
I got to tell you, I did not see a Brittany Griner song coming.
It took me a couple of seconds, Eddie, to get my scruples. It did, but we'll send that to Mother Russia.
Very creative.
And thank you for that, Mr. PC. That's a good song, and I'm sure... Sure, the WNBA folks will like that a lot. All right. Very, very nice. Let's get the food picks. Here we go. Marcel is in Brooklyn. Hello, Marcel.
Good morning, Ben, Eddie, Roberto, and Coop de Loop. The boys are back in town, and guess what? Nice, amazing, Better Than Call theme song, and straight to the Maller Matchup Deluxe. That's hey, the bottom line.
Marcel, what did you think of that song? Did you how many stars would you give that song we just played from Mr. PC?
Mr. PC's got 5 stars.
Oh, out of how many stars?
5.
Oh, 5 out of 5 for Mr. PC.
5 out of 5.
That's a high rating.
5 out of darn 5.
Okay. From, this is very
hey, I got a newest member who loves the Food Picks. Her name and her state is just ahead. She is
what
from the Big Five.
Oh, he's teasing somebody who likes the Food Picks.
Hey, where are the white women at?
I know. She is loves it, and she is a fan of mine. But
Marcel,
is she your girlfriend?
You got a girlfriend?
No.
You she got is. A girlfriend.
No.
Tell it out. Tell it, Uncle Dynamite. You got a girlfriend.
Shame. I know your name.
A new dawn, a new day. August is still here, so
let's get into it.
Yes. Malor Militia, let's get into it. And Tammy, representing the Big Sky of the Northwest, joins us right now for the first time in radio history.
Ooh.
So, Tammy, good morning to you. Happy hump day. What is your food pick from last night?
I think you had sausage.
What?
I think Tammy's got a bad phone connection there. I don't know.
I know. She'll try to boost it up with the phone connections, even a cell phone or something, et cetera.
Ask her again. I think she's still there.
Tammy, from the Big Sky, good morning to you. What is your food pick from last night before I have the tease for what's coming up on his show?
Hey, sexy. I think you had sausage.
Oh, my. She didn't have a man. Oh, all right.
Well, that's embarrassing. I don't know what happened to Tammy.
I know. Trying a little sleep, but a little bit of connection to phone.
She sounds very masculine all of a sudden. I don't know.
Yummy. I know. She will try to make the connection for the phone.
Yes,
so,
all right.
Et cetera. So, Ben, let's go starting straight to you,
buddy. Now, you didn't tell me the answer, right, Marcel? You did not give
me the
answer.
Absolutely not.
All right. I'm going to go oodles and noodles.
Put the mix match in it.
Yeah, that's a winner.
Stay right there. Eddie.
You're, God.
That's Roberto. I'm not clapping.
Pascal, see you on the phone. Roberto's next, but Eddie, go ahead.
Come on, Eddie. We got a game show. You're wasting time. You blame me for the clock. You're wasting time.
Yeah.
Oodles and noodles.
Yes, put the mix back.
Eddie cheated.
Second time.
Marcel, Eddie cheated.
Oh, put him in jail right away. Put him in a jail.
Put him in a jail.
Roberto.
What's up? What's going on, dude?
Good morning.
Good morning, man.
It's amazing radio.
It used to be good. Now it's terrible.
It's overnight radio.
I'm going to say you had some birria or some Mexican beef stew / stoop.
What? That's not the mix match.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Come on. You ever had birria before?
And Coop de Loop. Go ahead.
Move on.
Marcel, I think you had a chicken panini with French fries.
Not the mixed match.
Ooh, out of Echettos.
All right. For my tease for what's coming up on your show, Ben, our food pick from last night, it will be oodles and noodles!
Yeah! That's a winner. Thank you very much, Marcel. All right,
that will always make a connection, my friend.
I got to go, Marcel. I need.
Oh!
I need contestants.
What was that?
I need contestants. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369.
It'll always mix match you.
Marcel, what is coming up here? It's password, right, Marcel?
Oh, yes, it is, my friend. It is 43 past the hour. Password, the word game of the stars, is coming up. And the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio into your hump day. We'll be back right after these messages. Don't you even dare go too far. My name is Marcel, and I am a one-minute man.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Uh-oh. For better or worse, the Ben Maller Show is not general issue sports talk. The Maller Militia is all-inclusive, welcoming everyone from the country club to the trailer park. Facebook's a fun zone for all of us. You can chat with other P1s. It's free and easy. Just like our page. Go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And out live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Attention, everyone. And the password is... Password. You idiot. Password, the word game of the stars. Here's Ben Maller.
And away we go on Password, the word game of the stars. I want to thank Mr. Irrigation, by the way. I was just going through some random stuff in the studio, and I found something that Mr. Irrigation said, which is very nice of him to do. All right, let's play the game. We welcome in our contestants on Password, the word game of the stars. We have Aaron, who is in Indiana. Hello, Aaron. Welcome.
What's up, Ben?
And is your vocabulary full, Aaron? Do you have a great lexicon of words?
I think so.
Okay. All right. And what do you do for a living?
I work for an electronic connector company.
Oh, okay. You've called before, right? Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah, I'm 4-0 in this game.
Oh. Do you play every week? No, sorry. Hold on a sec. And we have... I don't know. We got to get some new people on these games. John in Vegas. Hello, John. John.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
There you go. All right. There's like a 30-second delay or something like that. All right.
Sorry about that.
That's all right, John. You ready to go here, John?
Yes, sir. Let's go.
All right. I feel like John's played before as well. Oh, okay, hold on a sec. Let's go back to Aaron. He's 4-0. Aaron, who do you want to partner up with quickly?
Eddie Garcia.
All right. Oh, yeah, that's what you – oh, you cheat. Oh, I see what's going on. Interesting. All right. John, who do you want to partner up with, John?
Berto.
You want to partner up with Marcel? All right.
He said Berto.
Oh, I thought you said Marcel. I was like, I got excited because Marcel's still on hold. All right, Roberto, let's go to the games. Here we go. Go to the words. Aaron, pick a number 1 to 10.
Number 9.
Number 9. All right, Eddie, number 9.
Let's see.
Take as much time as you want, Eddie. Don't mind the clock.
Think. I don't know. I mean,
you don't really have to think. It's radio. Just talk.
Let's see. No clue, thinking. Clue.
People
clue.
On radio don't think. They talk.
Gosh.
Oh, my God, Eddie. Here. Come on, Eddie. You should have picked me, Aaron. You see what you get? Bad job by you.
Likeable.
Friendly.
No. All right, Roberto and John.
Let's go with Vogue.
All right. He went with Vogue. I don't know what you want. John? Don't say the
pretentious.
Pretentious? Wow,
that's
I did not.
Quite the vocabulary.
Vogue, pretentious. All right, back to you, Eddie. That's a good guess.
Let's go with beloved. Beloved.
This is a great.
Adored?
Adored. No.
Man, I
thought that was a good clue, too. Damn.
Eddie, I guess you can't cheat at this game. Back to you, Roberto. Please, hurry up. I mean, we're not going to get any words right here. This is terrible. This is bad radio. What's going on here?
Beloved.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. What do we got going on here? John?
Well-liked.
Well, no.
I don't know.
We're out of time. The word was popular, which you guys clearly aren't popular because you didn't get it right. All right. Nobody scored. It's a double shutout.
Got to murder. Got
to
go.
I don't have anywhere to go. I got nothing to do.
Thanks for staying, Ben.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Hellfade Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss in the land of saints and sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the land of saints and sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.